This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And we turn our attention now to Saddle Hill Community Board, and Vianney Santagati joins me in the awesome morning show studio. Vianney, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
Oh, thank you. It's great to see you again. It's great to be in here.
We've got to talk about the weather, don't we?
We do.
Dunedin people like to do that anyway, Vianney, but of course major impacts across Dunedin and in the outlying areas through the big weather event of the last 48 hours. So I do have to ask, first of all, how are you and how did you get on?
Well, our property, as far as I know, I haven't had a chance to check our drain down the bottom, but we were dry. Property was good, but just getting to work yesterday morning, I couldn't get into work because the road was blocked.
Where are you situated?
I'm in Ocean View, so I'm up on the hill in Ocean View, so we never usually have any flooding up. It's just that there's a crisis point as you leave Ocean View where we call it the Freedom Camping Area. There's a reserve there and there's a waterway that comes from down Creamery Road and goes along in front of quite a few houses along the main road and then crosses under the road to drain out to the beach. And our last water incident, that drain blew out and we lost half the road for quite a few months while it was repaired. Fortunately, DCC repaired it and we had a little bit of an emergency overflow drain, but it obviously just didn't keep up with the amount of water that came yesterday.
What about any subsequent damage from that? Did it hold up or was it just a case of there being a temporary closure?
Everything held up well, so it was just a temporary closure. So that was quite good. It was just, at the time, all everybody was going to work. Mm. And we drove in fine. You couldn't even tell there was any flooding at 11, 12 o'clock when we drove in. Everything was all pretty clean and clear by then.
What else were you able to say about how people in your area were impacted by the event?
Well, I could see that at the bottom of Creamery Road, there's residents who had taken sort of proactive work of their own. So one house there had built a flood wall all around the house, had a pump. I contacted them. They said that worked perfectly, so that kept them high and dry, where usually they'd have a bit of flooding in there. And the property next door, they had put earth, flattened out their section, filled in an indentation there, and that seemed to survive fine. So, a bit of proactive work from residents really, really helps.
Yeah. As you say, you kind of learn lessons every time one of these weather events come through, and part of that has been some improvements to the infrastructure around there. In general, when you've got an event like that going on, what are community board members doing? What's your kind of key responsibility, do you think?
Oh, well, I got a text to go help the fire brigade make sandbags. So we'll get calls like that. And so I was down on Brighton. Luckily, unlike, say, Mosgiel, who has to get sand shipped in, we could just go down the beach and shovel sand into the bags and leave them at the car park and at the surf club for the residents to take. We made about 80 and they were all taken. So, that was really good. And the DCC was contacting me asking how the roads were. So the DCC will contact board members just to check, are there any roads that need closing? How's everybody doing out there? So that sort of weather, they can't be everywhere, so they call us to find out what the conditions are.
Yeah. Well, great to hear that the community itself was being proactive and taking some steps too. And I suppose that is all part of this too, isn't it? It's making sure that the community knows what they can do, where they can go for support and that kind of thing. Yeah. Are you happy with the way the sort of communications went yesterday?
Oh, no, that was good. I was getting plenty of texts. No, so the communication was all pretty clear. We were all told when the Civil Defence Emergency Bunker was opened here in Dunedin, and we didn't need to open the one in Brighton. A few of the members did a bit of a drive around to check, and we thought that the conditions weren't as bad as it has been. It was really good to see that the old Brighton Road stayed open all the time, and while it had a little bit of surface flooding, it was basically high and dry for the majority of the time, and that had always been a really bad crisis point.
Yeah, okay, well, that is good news. Waking up this morning, no problems?
No problems. Oh, yeah, I just about didn't get here in time, just to travel incident on the highway. Don't know how I managed to drive around it, but
yeah. Well, look, it's a reminder, isn't it, that for whatever reason, it's always good to take extra special care after an event like this too, because there's been many roads flooded around the region, and while they might be open, there will have potentially been debris and reasons to slow down and take a bit more care.
Yes, I said that probably because one of the old Saddle Hill Road is one place where, if you can't go the main road, that is the way you go. So, there's a bit of surface flooding and debris up there, so it is good to be careful.
All right. Well, great that you made it through to see us this morning, Vianney. Nice to have you with us.
Yep.
Speaking of roading and that, there's been some erosion control work done.
Yes, it's really good. We went, three of the board members did a drive with our Andrew from the DCC checking all the roads, and we went down to have a look at the erosion control that's happening on the coast road in between Brighton and Tyree Mouth. And you've certainly got some very serious control happening there. The diggers are down on the beach moving big boulders to protect the road from erosion. So it's, that's really good to see some work. And you saw our previous control that had stood up to the test of the high tides and everything. So it's good to see that there's been some action on keeping that access down to from Tyree Mouth into town.
Like these weather events, I suppose you're seeing more of those tidal events occurring now than perhaps we used to?
There's definitely more coming. And as, with as probably not life-saving, but it was fortunate that the Atokia Creek, which is the Brighton Creek, which goes out to the, empties out into Brighton Beach, there'd been a sandbar developed, so the surging sea didn't actually push its way up the creek, which sort of that helps the Brighton shop from not being at risk from flooding or the bridge there. So, so that's a place we've got to keep an eye on. Basically, we usually keep it clear for water to drain away, but
Look, Vianney, it sounds as though that most people got away reasonably lightly yesterday. Obviously, some issues with travel and delay there, but glad to hear that there's been no major ongoing impacts from yesterday's weather event within the Saddle Hill Community Board catchment. What other business is going on with the board, Vianney?
Oh, well, we're at our last meeting. I think we've discussed our discretionary funds. So we had another applicant asking for some money, the Fairfield School Pool Committee. So we gave them $2,500 towards their pool cover. So that's really good community resource. They have a lot of people, 1 to 200 people with keys to the pool, so who can use the pool all year. Well, not really all around, but through summer, and they can use the pool. So it's a great community asset. So we're happy to give them some money towards that.
Yeah, and that's something that perhaps not everybody is always aware of, is that the community boards do have some discretionary funding to be able to help out with community projects and so forth. I suppose you've come towards the end of that period now, and time to start thinking about new projects.
Well, we have, so it would be a good time now for anybody in the area who's got some a project that would benefit anybody in the community, them or any facilities that because just fill out a form and bring it to the meetings, and we'll have $10,000. So it's, now we've got plenty of money. It's the start of the new funding runs.
Right, so good time to let your community board know if you have a project that would benefit from support. And there we've heard a good example of that this morning with the pool cover there.
Yeah.
Anything else going on that you wanted to touch on this morning, Vianney?
Well, that's part of all the main things. Probably is keeping the roading safe and everything else. It's an issue I have is just keeping puppy dogs off Brighton Beach. So if everybody would be aware on Brighton Beach that to the side in between the Brighton Reserve and where Barney's Island is, that is still a dog-free area, which a lot of people seem to think that it's not, but it's also dog-free there because we've got penguins on the island that we want to protect. So
there's penguins on there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, they absolutely need to be protected. And look, much as we love to see a dog running free on the beach, and they love it so much, don't they? They get a sniff of something like that, then it can very quickly turn very sad.
Yeah, no matter how well behaved your dog usually is, it's the thrill of chasing something
Well, that's just a reminder of that in that beautiful Brighton Beach area. I used to spend all my summer holidays in the Brighton area, and I've loved that beach very much. And it's ever changing, and it's a wonderful community there too.
Yeah, and we're just about to have a pump there was the fundraising for a pump track for the Brighton Reserve has all been resolved. So there'll be a pump track going in on the where the Brighton Rugby Club, where the field is.
Yes.
So we'll be looking forward to seeing that. So I was also hoping to maybe get some more DCC interest in the in extending the playground for like maybe a basketball court or something like that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look, so, it's such a beautiful spot and great to hear that it's been developed for the use of our tamariki too. Pump track.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, Brighton residents doing that themselves. So that was really good to see.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Community pulling in together to get something over the line. Excellent. Yeah. All right, Vianney. Well, look, great to catch up with you at this time. Good to hear that you and yours are safe and well following the weather event. No doubt there are some minor impacts around the area, and just do keep an eye on those roads, as we said this morning. Oh, and also probably a good timely reminder, given that you're living near the beach, to the advice is to stay away from swimming for a few days, right? Because there can be some wash out of and all the nasty stuff that's come off the hills and out of properties as a consequence of any flooding can contaminate the water. So fishing off for, I think, 3 days is a recommendation. Swimming as well, and surfing, and if you can just resist the temptation for a few days to get it
out
of the water.
Yeah, that's to say, the water out there, the waves out there aren't looking too good for surfing at the moment, but the water all does look a bit dirty, so it's best to keep out. And probably just a big shout out and thanks to the Fire Brigade, because they're the ones who actually sort of do the most to keep us safe in these weather events. They're out there, you know, filling out the sandbags and checking the roads and making sure everybody's good. So a big thanks to the Fire Brigade who, you know, keep the area safe as well.
Yeah, indeed. And all of those volunteers and others who were working very hard over the last 48 hours to keep everybody safe and informed of what's going on. Mm. Lovely to see you again, Vianney. Look forward to catching up with Saddle Hill Community Board in a few weeks' time.
Thank you very much.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.